The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's not another Buffalo podcast. With John.
All you people out there who are like, these idiots don't know anything. First of all, you're right. And second of all,
ha! Like, why? It's like, you ever watch Arrested Development where George Bluth Sr. is crying? And he's like, why does Oscar have hair and I have money? Why can't I have money and have hair and Oscar have nothing?
And Rando.
If Eli Manning can beat an undefeated New England Patriots team, then I can do anything that I want in this world.
On Buffalo Rumblings.
All right, welcome back to Not Another Buffalo Podcast. I'm John. I'm here with just Brando tonight. Pat couldn't make it, but he'll be back on next week. This is a Buffalo Rumblings podcast. You can find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. Just want to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Small City Realty. If you're buying, selling, or need help with property management in Western New York, you got to call Zach Corzilius at 585-409-1088. Zach is awesome. Everyone knows that you want a real estate agent that you can trust. Believe me, I know and trust this guy. He's awesome. I can vouch for him. Call Zach Corzilius at 585-409-1088 and tell him that the guys from NABP sent you. Brando, you are currently out of state. So for those of you seeing the visual side of this, which is...
I'm sorry.
This is not another casual podcast. No, it's cool. Live from a bed in Tampa...
Yes,
is Brando. You've been doing some golfing lately?
Lots of golfing. It's actually called Lando Lakes, and it's super interesting because it's like, imagine college housing for 55-year-olds and older everywhere. All these little neighborhoods just popping up. So we play pickleball here. My dad and I ran the court the other night for his league. It was super fun. A lot of golfing. I played a few rounds, played with my roommate from college, both of them actually, at Tobacco Road in North Carolina before I came down here. And it's fun getting the clubs out, knocking the rust off. I suck more than I usually suck. Losing balls. I bought 24 and I have one left through 5 rounds I've played, I think. But super interesting thing, John, which I think we should do sometime. I wish we had enough friends that would do this. But today I was playing in this group in front of me. They were a 16-some, 16 people.
And they on one tee box?
They booked...
Four foursomes.
Yep.
Okay.
Four foursomes. And they stay at this resort and they play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And they do a tournament, all their buddies. And they were like just partying out there. And it was super fun. And I was behind them as a person by myself. And they were like, they kind of involved me in it because they just felt bad for me being by myself and behind them, like taking forever, but they were really cool. But you know, you never know who you're going to bump into on a golf course when you're playing by yourself. So
that's where you got to play the Jim Nance role for them, man. You got to get up on their tee box after you've finished your hole and like, wow, I don't know, Jim.
They were from Cleveland too. So they were cool.
Nice.
They were funny.
They get it. Rust belters.
Yep. Yep. We all sucked.
They understand.
Everybody's knocking the rust off today.
Oh my God. I haven't swung a club. I went to Topgolf on my birthday recently.
Still a couple weeks ago.
So that was an experience because it's like every year you have to relearn how to swing again.
Yes.
I took like 2 months off. And by the way, I was sore after that.
Oh yeah.
After Topgolf, I was like my entire left side. You forget you have muscles in this like mid stomach region that are like essential for golf. So maybe I should be doing workouts for that to get better at golf. But it was awful.
I was thinking the same thing.
I'm hitting the ball maybe over 200 yards maybe. Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe those Top Golf balls don't go as far. I have no idea.
We played 36 holes on a Saturday and then 18 on Sunday. And then Monday, dude, I was so sore. And I don't know if you've ever played, well, you haven't played Tobacco Road.
I've never played more than 18 on a given day.
It's super fun, but this course was so much elevation and hills everywhere. So like the bunkers are like 10-foot holes and they're cliffs. You have to try to climb up the hill. Like it's like a physical workout. You're like a tough mudder in the sand, trying to get off the cliff. But I hit the ball in the sand. I hit the ball on the hills. I hit the ball everywhere except where you're supposed to hit it. So it was like extra of a workout. So yeah, I was sore too. I'd take a day off, but back at it yesterday and today, you know, enjoying the sunshine that we don't have in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's for sure. It was like 65 here in Nashville. So like we're getting back to it, but it was cold just a couple of days ago, honestly. Yeah. Like it goes back and forth, but nothing like Buffalo. Don't miss that weather.
No,
for sure. But
so we are into, Jeremy called it the early spring, fake spring before the second winter comes this morning on WGR, which I thought was funny because there's like 10 seasons in Western New York, which is what he said. And I agree with that completely.
Right. But aren't 9 of them construction though?
Well, construction slash mud slash rain slash snow.
Oh, mud season. You get a couple of mud seasons a year.
Yeah, they suck.
Buffalo.
Anybody with a dog. Happy 10th birthday to my puppy, by the way. Today's his birthday. But he's terrible in the mud.
Not a puppy anymore.
No, he's old.
That's crazy. Riley is younger than the Buffalo Sabres playoff drought.
He's never seen a playoff game. He might not ever see a playoff game. Oh, no. Devastating.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. Oh, come on, Sabres. Come on. He's a German Shepherd, too. So, like, 10 is he's old. He's old. So.
Really? I remember when you got Riley, and he was just a little puppy.
Yeah, little guy.
Oh, my God. Now I feel old.
Sabres. Help me out here. let's get this guy a playoff game.
All right, let's look at the money puck numbers here right now. We got Buffalo at a 2% chance. That's better than it was last week. But what's the score? They were 1-1 versus Montreal last I checked. We're recording this on Wednesday night.
I'd rather play Montreal tonight. In Montreal, I think.
That was the game we went to last year. They played Montreal and they lost by 1 or in OT.
They're up 3-2 right now.
Okay, that's pretty good. But right. They won that game against Montreal last year. Would have made the playoffs, so that sucks.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or any other game that they lost. Any one of them. Yeah.
We're just losing overtime 2 more times.
That'll get it done too.
Well, what I was getting at in this smooth, unsmooth transition that we had here was that
we like a good 3-minute transition here on NABP.
It's about that time for free agency and draft talk, right? I mean, when free agency, the tampering period starts in a couple of weeks here. Free agency is in March, drafts in April. 9 weeks. What, legal tampering, right? Legal.
Right. These teams are already tampering, right? Yeah. You got to think that they're tampering somewhat. I mean,
Brandon Beans is not trying.
And Brandon Beans is a stand-up guy, but he's not going to fall behind everybody else who's tampering right now. So,
well, he might not be the one tampering. Von Miller is probably on the phone.
That's true.
His buddies,
Von Miller.
Right?
Miller is definitely tampering. You know, maybe I don't know. Does that fall under the clause of detrimental conduct or anything like that? That would activate a clause in his contract that would allow him to be cut with no dead cap hit. We don't know.
I think this is going to be Von Miller's year, man. This is my hot take. All right, he's getting me 9 sacks for the Bills this year.
All right. You know what? I should have a notepad with Brando hot takes listed on it.
Because, you might hit one or two of them. I'm not giving up on Kyrie Elam yet. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of them. What was it? Deontay Hardy and Trent Sherfield being major contributors to the offense.
And they did
that one
when it mattered.
For one game. Yeah.
There was another one, too. Who was the running back? Matt Breida? Remember
Matt
that?
Breida. Classic. Yes. Yeah. Matt Breida, large speech. Dude, that was the first episode that you were on.
Yes.
That hot take. You were sitting on your beanbag or something like that using your Apple iP or your
Chromebook from my school.
Yeah. Nice. Classic.
Yeah.
I don't remember any of my hot takes conveniently, but they probably all were false. I don't know if I've called anything, but
you got the last two draft picks, right? You had an Elam pick.
We guessed Kyler Elam. Yeah. We called that, but it didn't work out last year for their pick. So we didn't assume that they'd go offense. We had them taking like Boye Mafe or something like that, who I think was already picked by that point. But
so the Bills are in an interesting spot for this time of year, free agency is supposed to fill the holes and then draft. You're supposed to draft the best player available, right? You're not supposed to draft for need. And the Bills kind of got screwed with the Kyrie Elam pick because I think they needed a corner. They knew they needed a corner. And the Chiefs jumped the Bills to get Trent McDuffie, which was a huge, huge trade up. I think they traded down with New England and jumped the Bills. And then the Bills had to move on Elam, which was, I think it was a little bit desperate. And you don't see Brandon Bean as a desperate GM usually, but I think he made a move in desperation there and might have missed something. So I think when you're looking at this year, there's a lot of options on the table. The wide receiver class is strong, but when you're looking at the free agents, I'm not even really looking at free agents. I don't think T. Higgins is going to be Buffalo Bill. I don't think any of these top market guys are going to be Buffalo Bills. So now you're looking in the bargain bin and you're looking for trades. But my favorite one, and I want you to tell me what you think of it, it's the Brandon Ayuk trade, right? But if you're the Bills and you're the Niners, the Bills did this with Stephon Diggs, right? They traded their first round pick to get Steph Diggs, number 1/2 wide receiver with the Vikings, hasn't really blown up yet. I think Ayuk is better with the Niners than Diggs was with the Vikings, though, which could maybe cost a little bit more. But still, two guys looking for new contracts. And the way that the Niners are playing it, maybe they get a first-round pick to replace IU on a salary that is a rookie-level contract. And that's kind of what the Buffalo Bills need to do. I don't think they could afford another guy, but what do you think? What do you think that plays out as? Is that something Brandon Bean has his hand in?
I think that the Bills are more like what the 40... They're in the same position as the 49ers, like you said. I don't think that they're in a position to get Brandon Ayuk with their cap. I don't know if that wasn't really what you were saying, was it?
Well, there's a pipe dream there, right? I would love Brandon Ayuk on this team. Across from Steph Diggs, you really solidify two superstars on the outside. Who's covering who? Who's getting bracketed? Who's getting doubled? Then you got Dalton Kincaid taking the linebackers and James Cook. It just would open everything up. But if you're the Niners, you should do what their plan is, right? You should take the wide receiver with the first round pick, not take the guy that's going to make $20 million a year.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I'm at. And if you want to hear my hot take, what's preventing you from taking two wide receivers in the first two rounds? Like, this is what most people would call a strong wide receiver class, correct?
Yep.
So you might not get the best player available, but you look at all the best offenses in the NFL. Like, why are the Dolphins the best offense? Or one of
Tua.
The best offenses?
It's not
because of Tua. Like, Tua isn't the one elevating that team. It's their two top wide receivers, right?
It might be Skylar Thompson and Teddy Bridgewater did not really benefit from their weapons. But, you know, we digress. Well, we don't need to get into this.
I'm sorry. Didn't Skylar Thompson put up like 30 points in the playoffs against the Bills?
That's a
one-time thing, right? Yeah. I'm cherry-picking stats. But no, I'm like, tell me what need you need more than the Bills scoring 31 points a game, every game. And I know that's not a guarantee. I know that you're going to take hits and misses on draft picks, but despite your best evaluations, you're always going to miss on draft picks. So why not take two swings at it? Yeah. Your hit and miss is probably 50-50. I mean, that's generous. I'd say that you probably hit 60% of the time on your high round draft picks, right? Kyrie Elam, massive miss. But what are the
don't
chances
call it massive.
Of you?
I don't think it's a massive miss yet. But yes, compared to the other players, so far.
Yeah. Compared to what production you've wanted to see out of him. But or two receivers in the top three rounds maybe is even more of a compromise for that reason.
Yeah.
Because you can see the upcoming needs at defensive end. You can see the upcoming needs on the defense for safeties and things of that nature. But I think that you can't find a bargain in free agency at wide receiver. You just can't. You're not going to find a cost-effective option that's going to give you the lightning production that you need from that position or the explosiveness. You don't need average receivers. You've had good average receivers on this team for years. Like, Gabe Davis is not below average. He's slightly above average. You need three superstars would be the best possible option for your wide receiver room. Yeah. Do you need superstars at safety? It helps, sure. But if you're choosing between your needs, like, it's 100% draft a young wide receiver. They can be good immediately and get your free agent safety who's been in the league 5 years, can process things really, really well. But give me the young explosive guy. And like, if you're looking at worst case scenarios here too, your scenario where a receiver comes in and doesn't work out, right? So say you draft a guy, he's a bust. Or say you sign a free agent and tires are just gone, the tread's just gone. Which is a worse situation? Still the free agent, because you invested, you paid more money to him for his contract, and you might be stuck with dead cap or be stuck with a bad contract on the back end. If Von Miller, you know, he could come back this year and be great, but as of now, he's fallen off a cliff, right?
Yep.
And you're stuck with his huge cap hit. If Von Miller was your number one draft pick, you wasted less assets on that. I mean,
$3 million a year.
You know what I mean. Yeah. It's a cost controlled contract. I think there's very little consequence to missing on your, not very little consequence. There's less consequence to missing on a player in the first round of the draft, like Kyrie Elam. He's not affecting your cap.
Yeah.
He's not affecting your ability to sign new free agents. And like, it was just a busted pick, you know?
That's a good point. And you look at the contracts throughout the league that have really hampered franchises. I think of the D tackle Hayward for Washington, right? Yep. He played like 2 minutes and yet a huge dead cap hit, or just any of these guys that signed big time deals that never lived up quite to their production. But the safety thing is huge, right? You did it once already. Go do it again. Go get Poyer and Hyde like you did before. Go find two guys.
You didn't home grow draft picks. You have draft picks that you tried to get through the system and home grow. One of them is DeMar Hamlin, and the other one, I mean, it was Jaquan Johnson last year.
Yeah, he was bad.
He wasn't even with them this year. So,
like, Cam Lewis.
Yeah, he's a good example. He might be seeing more significant playing time. But
Taylor Rapp could play again.
Give me the piece together defense. Like, that's fine. But give me the superstar offense, because again, this is not a shut them down league. I mean, we've seen the pendulum swing a little bit more in the area of defense, but you can't overreact to that. You still have to do what you do well. You still have to surround Josh Allen with weapons, and you're in a spot where you have an offensive line put together. That's the biggest gift here, because you don't have a hole at offensive line. You needed to draft a guard with your second round pick last year. Thank goodness that worked out really well, but you have the offensive line intact for at least one more year before Mitch Morris retires, right?
Yeah.
Then you might be looking at a center. But again, you know, you can be two wide receivers in the first three rounds. I don't really see a counter argument to that that really makes sense. And again, you know, they might go and draft defense here.
Well, you know what? We need to get these NFL GMs on the phone, because they either live under a rock or they watch the Chiefs blow up three top five defenses. Correct. I mean, the Bills maybe were like 8 or 9, but the Niners were great. The Ravens were great. And the Bills were pretty good. And who did the Chiefs play first round? The Dolphins were pretty good on defense. So defense wins championships. I don't think it does anymore. Offense won these games. The quarterback won these games. The good offense beat the elite defense all through the playoffs. Every game. Which team had a good defense that stopped them? I mean, the Lions defense was bad, but they almost won with a good offense. They're fourth down drop pass away from probably winning with their good offense. And their coach knew that. Dan Campbell knew that and doubled down. And Kyle Shanahan did that. And Tua does that. And Mike McDaniels did that. You saw it swing back to the defense in the regular season, but no. The money is made by the quarterback. It's a quarterback driven league. Offense is the winning formula right now. And you can invest all of these assets all you want. It does not matter when Pat Mahomes beats you by scoring 35 points. You have to outscore them. You're not going to stop them. You showed it. And the Niners did stop them. They made them punt 6 or 7 times in the Super Bowl. Still wasn't enough. So you have to double down on offense. I'm with you on that, John. Give me two wide receivers. So here's another thing for you, because we're talking about allocation of assets, right? Do you spend your first round pick on the D-line? Do you spend your first round pick in the wide receiver room? So it's my personal opinion that McDermott's going to roll with a first round defensive pick just because that's who he is. That D-line, he rotates it so much. They have holes. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I think they're going to do it though, because if you did two and three, second and third round wide receivers, there have been some big hits in the second and third round. So just listen to these names here, and you tell me if you would take any of them on our team. So these are all the second round wide receivers taken in the last few years.
Can we make this into trivia?
We could make it into trivia, but I don't have any sort of allocations of stats that separate these wide receivers from each other.
I kind of want to guess some of these guys.
We'll just go through the name. I mean, you could think of a couple from this year.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf is a...
Yep. AJ Brown was a second round pick.
Yeah, they're from the same year. Also, Buffalo Bill.
T. Higgins was a third round pick.
Sorry, hang on. Andy Isabella was also in the AJ Brown and DK Metcalf draft.
Right.
Mecole Hardman, second round pick. T. Higgins is a...
He might be a second round pick.
T. Higgins, second round pick, but he was the 33rd pick.
Okay.
So first pick in the second round. Out of
right, so that's almost an asterisk right there. Yep. That's almost a first-round wide receiver. But again, that's the position that the Bills will be picking in. So it's like...
Picked right after him, another stud, 34th overall, free agent this year, has not had a good quarterback once in his career, maybe once, if you count Carson Wentz as a good quarterback.
Oh, the Washington Commanders wide receiver,
not
Terry
him.
McLaurin?
Nope.
Okay.
Think of Philip Rivers and Anthony
Chargers.
And,
oh wait, no, Colts.
Yep.
Oh, Pittman, Michael Pittman.
Michael Pittman. Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, you look down this list. You even got guys like Nico Collins drafted in the third round, and Tutu Atwell in the second round, and Elijah Moore in the second round. Kadarius Toney is a first round pick here, but you look at these wide receivers. Yeah, we don't. I just see his name pop up here. Makes me laugh. Marvin Mims, second round pick. Rashee Rice, second round pick. Jalen Reed, second round pick, who has really stepped up. Christian Watson. You know, the Packers did it right where they took Jalen Reed and Christian Watson back to back years in the second round. And now look at them.
They're pretty good.
Yep. George Pickens was a second round pick. Rondell Moore, Michael Pittman. I said that one already. KJ Hamler, Chase Claypool, and Van Jefferson, AJ Brown, Mecole Hardman, Paris Campbell, DK Metcalf. I think there's just enough names in the second round where if you see your guy and you know who you want, you got to go get him. And then here's the other thing, John. First round picks. There was 4 first round receivers last year.
Yeah. Addison, Johnson, Smith and Jigba, and Zay Flowers, right?
Yep. 6 last year. You want to try?
6 second round or beyond wide receivers?
6 first round wide receivers. Sorry, 2 years ago. Sorry. 2022.
Oh, 2 years ago.
Yep.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to name all 6. Just, yeah, go for it.
Well, they're pretty, they're kind of good. Drake London, Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burke was the last one taken.
Treylon Burks, yeah, for the Titans.
Yep. So, and then the next year, the following year before that, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 first round receivers. Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith, Tony, Rashad Bateman. So, I mean, first round wide receiver hits. Oh, I just really hope that Brandon Bean looks at this list because the quality of these first round wide receivers is top notch, I think. As good as the second rounders are.
It's marginally, yeah, you can point at second and third rounders and be like, wow, that's amazing value for second or third rounder. But compare that list to the first rounders, there's no contest.
There is no contest.
Like, look at those guys.
Yeah.
Give me one of those on my team on a cost-controlled contract for 5 years. Give me 2 of them. That's why I'm like, give me as many as you can. Trade back up into the
Look
first
Texas,
round. Take another
man.
One. Like,
Texas's wide receiver room. Nico Collins was just such a stud, a great breakout wide receiver. And then who else do they have on there? Let's see. I got it right here. Tank Dell played great. Robert Woods, John Mechie. That's 4 good guys. Is that better than our wide receiver room?
I don't know. Robert Woods actually had a tough year, but... That probably is, like, overall, Diggs is probably better than all of them. But again, so I don't know. You can never have enough wide receiver talent unless you got 3 solid wide receivers. Give me 2 wide receivers and just hope that one of them is a superstar.
You know what's so super interesting? Because the Texans wide receiver room is super similar to the Bills. And it probably finishes better statistically if Tank Dell doesn't break his leg.
Yeah, it probably does finish better statistically. And
Tank Dell had 700 yards and 7 touchdowns, 47 receptions.
On a partial season, right?
That would be Gabe Davis's comp, right? And then you have Nico looking like Diggs, but I think Nico Collins did better. Yeah, Nico Collins was better than Stephon Diggs by almost a full 200 yards. 109 targets, 80 receptions, 1,297 yards and 8 touchdowns. I don't know. Again, he had the almost 200-yard game against the Colts, but I like what they did. They took these young guys, like you're saying, John, you have to do that. Load the pipeline. Let's go.
Right. Positional. It's just like, you're going to get these players from somewhere. It makes so much sense to try to draft them. If you're afraid of missing and you want it's literally less, I don't know, maybe this is wrong when it comes to asset allocation, but it seems like it's less of an investment to use two draft picks than to the assets you would allocate to signing a free agent and or trading. Because again, if you trade, you're probably giving up draft picks as well.
Yeah.
So it only takes one draft pick to draft one player unless you're trading up. In which case the Bills, this is the year that they get the extra third round pick for Tremaine Edmonds, right?
They have 10 picks this year. Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got plenty of ammo to trade up. If you think your guy is going to go in the next couple of picks, like do it. There might be this run on wide receivers this year, but it's a deep class. So maybe trade up a little bit. That's what they said last year. And it was a strong class, but not as strong as the year before that. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. Go get your guy, man. I'm here for like trade next year's first round pick and go get Marvin Harrison. You'd probably need more than that, but go get somebody.
You might need more than that, but you're going to need young talent infused into this wide receiver room because we don't know when Stephon Diggs is going to be done. Yeah. Best case scenario, he's good for three more years, but that's not a guarantee. And if you're stuck and he's retired and you don't know if Khalil Shakir is your number one wide receiver heading into a season and you got to fill that hole with free agents and or draft picks, like you're not in good shape.
No, and we could solve this problem for the next 5 years if you do this.
Absolutely. And then think of Sean McDermott. Think of all the draft picks that you can use in the future on defensive defense. Players yeah. once your wide receiver room is set and there's yeah. no positions available there. And you can just add your token special teamer as wide receiver 6 each year and have a battle there.
And you don't have to draft a running back anymore
right.
in the second round.
Right. You don't have to try. You know, it's like we get a free second round pick every year yeah. since we finally figured out the running back equation with James Cook. So, I'm good with that.
Give me the receivers, man. I like that idea, John. I like that.
I'm down with it.
We should next week. We should look at the free agent wide receivers, and I mean there might be a couple, but
maybe you're not going to be able to convince me of anything though. Like the bargain is Gabe Davis. That's literally what the bargain is going to be on this market because some team is going to pay him. He's going to get paid. But again, so if Gabe Davis is getting paid and you're trying to get a bargain, are you going to tell me you're going to get a bargain for a receiver that's an upgrade to Gabe Davis?
No.
See, you're expecting like so much out of a player. That's
a good point. John, that's a good point.
That's like signing another Deontay Hardy and expecting him to fill your wide receiver 2 role.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Madden, John, and in my brain, that's what I'm thinking about doing, all right? And we have Josh Allen, so throw him the ball.
Yeah, well, can we clone him? Where are Player we at receiver. With that? I heard there was a Lamb, and I haven't really heard very much since then. And also, the Sabres haven't made the playoffs since we cloned the Lamb, probably. But the timeline might not line up perfectly.
Well, it makes sense. It makes sense. Sabres suck.
Well, anyways, that's our life. Anyway, well, that was a good little nice talk we had there. We'll have Pat on next week. Couple housekeeping items here. So if you are a Buffalo or Western New York based band, or you know a band from Western New York who wants to kind of get their music out there, we use Cap & Co stuff. Cap & Co is me and Pat's project that we have on the side. We use all that music over and over and over again for our podcast. I just thought it'd be a fun idea to mix it up. If there's any Buffalo bands out there with cool music, we'll use it on the podcast. You know, free listeners on your stuff. We'll put your links in the show notes if they want to check you out on Spotify and stuff like that.
It's a good idea. So, I like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And then we mix it up for the listeners so they're not listening to our Frank Ocean cover during the credits every single week. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, there's that. Also, every offseason, we kind of rethink this show. Last year, we did a listener survey that was really helpful. We might do that again this year. We'd love to hear from you what you think of the show, what you think could be better. If you want to send your thoughts, please, like unfiltered, just send your thoughts on the show. We always want to improve it. We want to improve the listener experience. We want to hear what you guys think because we don't want this to just be a stupid one-way conversation. You know, we are just dudes talking Bills and it's fun, but you know, we want you guys in on the conversation. So you can email us at notanotherbillspodcast@gmail.com. The email predates the Not Another Buffalo podcast title. So it's notanotherbillspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on any of our socials at NotBuffPodcast on Instagram, Twitter. But if you're listening to us now, you're probably a seasoned off-season listener. So hopefully you can give us some good feedback and we'll take that and make the show better.
We're all on this together. 9 weeks till the draft.
And it's not like we're counting the days until the Sabres are going to be in the playoffs this year. So, but 2% isn't 0%. So count me in.
Trade deadline.
We've had worse weeks. Playoff odds before.
Sell everybody. If they'll pretty be much. Bought. If people pretty will buy
much.
Them.
Pretty
we'll
much.
See. Yep.
Anyway. All right, well, you guys know where to find us on all platforms at Not Buff Podcast. We'll be back next week with Pat. I'll have a top 10 and stuff like that. We'll do some more segments and talk about this Bill season going forward, some more Sabres, and just some general Buffalo shenanigans. So until then, go Bills.
Go Bills.